You're listening to another Racket Rock Actual Play. We'd like to thank our Patreon backers, starting with Michael Drescher.
Oi, Harkin, the amazing Amanda Denon.
Chatos.
Mike.
Stephen Vest.
Yodlet.
Me.
Michael Davis.
And insert quest here. Thank you all for supporting us.
If you like...
Sorry. Fucking dick.
Dickhead. If you'd like to support us on Patreon... Fuck. If you like what you hear, please consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/ragnardrock. That's patreon.com/ragnardrock. Every donation really helps, so thank you.
Anybody have any cold open ideas for this week?
I think we've been doing a lot of cold opens that copy other ideas. I think it's time for us to be more original.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
What do you think we should do?
All right, so Will is lying in bed. He's really, really old, and we'll have like a creaky bone sound effects and like a bed sound effect, and then Will will say, "Rosebud," and then we'll hear a crash as he drops a snow globe.
That's Citizen Kane.
That's one of the most famous scenes in all of cinema. It's the opening to Citizen Kane.
I've never heard of that. Okay. All right, never mind. Forget that. Okay. Instead, Meyer is doing an experiment. So we've got like weird like bzzit, bzzit sound effects. Right. And it turns out that his experiment goes wrong. Mm-hmm. So now he's stuck jumping through time. So we can make like a cold open series out of it. We could do a bunch where Meyer's always jumping into someone else's body to try to fix something that went wrong in time. But he never knows if his next jump is going to bring him back to his original location.
Alex, that's Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
No. I know Quantum Leap. This isn't Quantum Leap.
It's the same thing.
No, this is Temporal Jump. That's what we'd call it.
Okay. I think it's still a little too close.
Okay. All right. Okay. I got one more. In this one, Eric...
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's going to be a bit of a stretch.
Okay.
He's Eric's kind of fat and bald, works at a dead-end job, has no respect from anyone, except he's animated and yellow, and we called him Homer, and he lives in a town called Springfield, and it'll be like his antics and the crazy things he gets up to.
Does he even watch TV? I think I've watched an episode with you.
I'm a cable cutter. I don't watch cable TV anymore.
It's The Simpsons.
It's The Simpsons. That's very much The Simpsons.
Okay, fine. We won't do that. That's The Simpsons. One more. Will gets turned into a giant turkey and we all eat him.
That's a two-temple jump.
Welcome to Ragnarok, your home of the Nerdpocalypse.
We can do as many as we want.
Yeah.
So we can decide things like,
You know, you've heard everybody's story. You go around, and you fill in a name when you...
Well,
You got some time to think about it. Okay, let's start. Hey, everybody, welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play.
Hey, what's up?
I'm Ryan. I'm going to be DMing this session. We are playing Dungeon World.
Hello.
This is a special game of Inverse World.
Ooh.
Which is a setting that I got in the Bag of Holding this year.
That's like the world, but inverted.
Bag of Holding.
So, Meyer, I explained this to all of them before. The way this world works is it takes place inside the Hollow Earth. So at the center of the Earth is a sun, which is the god Sola. Sola was imprisoned in a cage of molten gold thousands of years ago. Nobody knows why. Maybe Sola did it to themselves. Maybe Sola was convicted of some kind of a crime by the other gods and banished to the center of the world. But Sola is the world's sun. Floating around the sun are clouds and islands. People live on the islands, and gravity is not inverted, so the sun is down, the clouds are down, and above you is the inner skin of the inner crust of the earth, of the planet.
Okay.
So
it's like inverse. Okay.
Yeah, above you is solid ground, and below you is the sun.
It's only gravity. It's
Also, this game should be
what
called
happened?
The inverse
gravity. Gravity pulls toward the sun in all directions.
Oh, God.
So if you fall out of the sky, you're falling into the sun.
Okay.
That's a, like
how
the landslides I want to fall.
How do we, wouldn't we be, like, when whenever you're on land, you're in, like, perpetual darkness?
It's sort of like twilight. Twilight.
So how do you, wait, so if, so if it's going towards the sun, which is inside the planet, how do we, people stay on land, then?
They live on the tops of the islands.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
However, farming is a really dangerous job in this world because the
farming,
F-A-R-M-I-N-G, farming. Yes.
Oh my god. That's a
good old hole.
I love hole. Hey, anyway,
that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody
I'm
else
terrified.
Gets that joke.
Nope. I'm terrified.
No. But yeah, the only place that things grow is on the undersides of the island. So farmers have to like strap on climbing gear and go crawling around under, you know, like above the bottomless abyss and then above the sun and the clouds in order to grow anything.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, that's true. That's okay.
Yeah. That sucks.
It's terrifying and adventurous life. So why don't we go around and you guys can introduce your characters and then fill in your bonds.
Yeah.
Will, why don't you start?
My name is Will. I am playing a guy named Clark. He has alert eyes, a fit body. He has a nice red flowing cape and a blue flight suit.
Oh, and what playbook are you playing, Will?
What playbook?
The character.
Character.
The sky dancer.
The type at the bottom.
Oh, I'm playing the sky dancer. I can fly.
Not because of his wings, though.
Not because of my wings, though. I have a, I was given the power by, Sola. I was blessed by her. The god of the goddess of this,
Okay, so Sola is a woman. We're establishing that. Sola is a goddess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figure a goddess, right? That sounds like a goddess.
Sure. They leave it blank, because you're supposed to fill it in as you go.
She has a sunny disposition.
Sola is a goddess. Maybe a wrathful goddess.
I just like going, eh.
Maybe a sad goddess. We don't know.
My powers are magical. I have my drive is a fear of harm.
I've got an idea for your character. Let me know what you think. You were hurt before, other than when you were betrayed. You have to get into that later. Maybe you received the power because you fell into Sola's cage. So
maybe.
Like you plummeted out of the sky, and instead of dying horribly in a fireball, you were engulfed in Sola's love, and you flew back up.
Nice.
Maybe she took pity on you.
What's wrong with fire?
The
I like
betrayal.
It.
Maybe she took pity on him because of the betrayal.
Okay, yeah.
So
that can be part of it. The betrayal. Who betrayed you?
I was betrayed by Mark and Lisa.
Okay. So Mark and Lisa took your
power. They betrayed you.
Everybody betrayed me.
Everybody betrayed me.
They took your power gauntlets and they threw you off of an island into Sola's cage.
Anyways,
and she took pity on you and granted you the power of flight. So now you can fly.
Yeah.
You're my favorite prisoner.
Oh, hi, Sola.
Oh, hey, Clark. Yeah, I didn't know it was you. That's me.
Alright, I have a bonds. Filling in one of your companions and at least one.
Alright, well, wait until everybody goes around.
Okay.
So, Eric.
Hi.
I have an idea for once.
Hi, I'm Eric. Hello again, like usual. I'm playing a character named Crisis. He is the Rain Lord. He's got glowing... Well, he's got a semi-amorphous skin that's filled with liquid fire. Everyone's favorite type of fire, because you could pour it into the glass, as long as the glass is really strong. He's got glowing eyes, because they're often crackling with the heat inside of them. A lithe body. That semi-amorphous skin is often bubbling, because it's hot. And, to the delight of most, he's mostly naked.
Delight.
Delight.
Delight is a strong word.
And I'm a strong man. Thing.
Body.
Alright, so tell us a little bit about Crisis's backstory. Like, where did he come from?
He was created in a lab by a doctor named Dr. Vasganovich. I hope you, if the people who made Tekken aren't listening. Are they?
They might
check our numbers.
I'll just wait and see if we get any takedown notices.
All right.
I was going to say, you shouldn't have said anything. That way you can see if anybody noticed.
No, I'm honest. I like Applejack.
So listeners, of if any of you are the creators or copyright owners of the game Tekken, and you want to send us a C&D, feel free.
It's because of Eric, so just please.
Send it just to Eric, though.
Cool and damn. That's what they're going to say, C&D.
And if not, Eric can play the Tekken theme right now.
This Tekken theme? Tekken.
That was exactly it.
Thank you. Very well made. So yeah, he was made by Dr. Vasganovich in a lab. He was Dr. Vasganovich's greatest creation because it's impressive that he made this thing that's made of liquid fire and also clouds follow him and such. Crisis grew to be resentful of being paraded around as some amazing creation, like being shown off to everyone. He wanted to be go off on his own merits and not have to worry about everyone saying, "Hey, there's that thing that Dr. Vasganovich created." So he became a bit of a just angry with everyone for the most part. That's where his drive comes. His drive is blasphemy, upset the rightful order. So he's kind of just violent for the sake of it. If he wants to, he's not often a very nice guy. But
you're a jerk.
Get on his good side and show him a reason to be a nice guy to you, and he might. We'll see. So he went off on his own and did his own crap.
Cool.
Do you use the word crap, Eric?
I'm sorry. I'll go home.
I'm playing the captain. My name is Mal, but everyone calls me Seahawk. I have adventurous eyes, a lean body, and a patched-together outfit. I also have a pet owl who's perched on my shoulder. Okay. His name is Sven.
Okay, pet owl named Sven.
My mom would be happy.
It's S-W-E-N. That's how he spells it.
I don't want to call you Seahawk. Can I call you Mal the entire time?
No.
Can I call you Mal?
Maybe. Depends how you're using it and what kind of relationship we have.
Uh-oh.
Well, he's on your crew. Is Clark? Is Clark on your crew or not?
Does Clark want to be on my crew?
Yeah.
I think Clark.
You are all working together.
We're working together, but so I don't know if I'm really like a part of her crew. Maybe I'm like.
See, I have this wonderful bond option that's someone who hasn't earned the respect of my crew, and I feel like maybe Clark would fit in there.
Okay. So somebody has hired you for a job. We'll get to that in a bit.
Okay.
And Clark sort of came with the job.
Okay.
So tell us a bit. You're a sky captain.
Yes. I am a pirate, and my motivation is seeking a life of adventure. So I don't really consider whether or not I'm putting an ally in danger, and my ship is renowned as a terror of the sky.
Tell us about your ship.
My ship is called the Solar Sailor, and if you're cool enough to get that reference, please comment.
It's almost
it's
the same
pretty
word,
cool.
Except for the different vowel sounds. You're welcome. Here, I told you.
What?
I got it. Solar Sailor. Different there vowel sound. I got the reference.
Right, so the Solar Sailor is a sturdy and agile ship. It's pretty big. We have a pretty small crew. The crew is five people other than, like, me, who is the captain. And Meyer is on my ship, but I'm not really sure exactly what he's doing yet.
I'm a mechanic.
He keeps the... So, what does the Solar Sailor look like? I'm... Is it kind of steampunky? Does it have, like, a balloon that it's strapped to, or...
I kind of imagine, like... You know, in the movie Hook, I'm imagining, like,
the Jolly Roger?
Yes, I'm imagining, like, the Jolly Roger, but with like, a little bit of a balloon kind of thing happening, too.
Okay.
And like, a little more steampunky in appearance, but, like,
so like
grand wooden ship.
Wood and brass. Everything's wooden brass and polished.
It's some fancy shit. It maybe looks a little tarnished in spots, because it's a little bit hand-me-down, a little bit touched up with select items.
But it
was once a really grand ship, and we tried to get it as close back to that as we could.
The level of technology in this world is pretty much decided by the player. So how does the ship... Does it have, like, jet engines or coal-burning engines or, you know... Does it work on some kind of...
It's supposed to be steampunk. Shouldn't it be steam-powered?
Okay, so you have, like, coal-burning engines down in the hold somewhere?
In a boiler room.
Maybe. Or maybe that's why Crisis...
That's Eric's role on the ship!
You hired Crisis.
Maybe Crisis is the reason I wouldn't be here today, because the ship would never have gotten off the ground. Which is why we let the fireman on the wooden ship.
I do like that idea, because I was going to ask you, what made you invite this thing onto your ship and not, like, stay the fuck away?
So we're going to go with, I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for Crisis. And I think Meyer's going to be my first mate, because that's an option.
Okay.
His name is Sid, by the way. I keep calling him Meyer.
So go ahead, Meyer. Why don't you introduce your first mate?
We didn't know his name was Sid yet. We're supposed to find that out in a moment.
My name is Sid.
Oh, Sid.
With a C. With a C. Well, my
Get
name.
That rhyme. Make sure it's a C.
I got it.
I swear it's not.
Well,
wait. Is it 1D or 2?
One D. Two.
Two D's? All right.
Two D's.
And I.
It was only one on there, but
do
I'll
people,
say two.
Do people call you Double D?
No, they call me Sid.
Okay.
He gets mad that they don't say the D long enough. Sid. Sid. No! Sid!
Sid.
He is a mechanic, and now apparently the first mate of the ship. And
Myers had been promoted this entire time. Like, yeah.
I
went from
Sid
being the mechanic to being the first mate.
It comes up very. I think his first mate him comes out very. Comes like. It comes up very, like, very. Like, it doesn't come out very often. And then he's like, oh, yeah. And then when it's like, well, Sid's the first mate. Oh, yeah, I'm the first mate. Forgot about that.
Oh, so everybody just kind of forgets about it until it comes time for you to do something.
Yeah.
I mean, we're a small crew. No one really leaves the ship that often.
Do people refer to you as Captain Seahawk or Captain Mal, or is it just Mal?
Seahawk. They fucking call me Seahawk. Get it through your head.
Okay.
No one calls me Mal.
No one calls you Mal. Do they call you Captain Seahawk?
Yes, sometimes they just call me Captain, too. That's an option.
All right. Let's see. So, my guy has goggles. He wears goggles, so you can't really see his eyes. He has a sleeveless apron on. He has protective clothing, kind of like a jumpsuit type of thing. What skin would have been visible is blocked by bandages, and he's a little pudgy. He has a mech named the model number 319, because the previous 318 have been destroyed. My mech is pretty cool. It's pretty big. It's like 10, 11 feet tall. Has an energy cannon as its weapon. Rockets as its movement method. It got some aiming systems and some sensors on it.
How does your mech suit look? Is it like cobbled together, or is it slick like an Iron Man type of?
Oh, it's slick, man.
Okay,
I'm good.
So you got it like all painted the same color and polished and shiny and.
Oh yeah, I have to. It's presentable, man. I have to make it look presentable because
you're the first mate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's see. So Sid was basically a mechanical genius from birth, but he did get mentored by his. by Cyborg Frankie, who helped him out and made him the man he is today. And his drive is basically he likes to use machines and devices in ways that's not meant to be used. He's an idiot. He's a savant.
Okay. So he just has a natural knack for machines.
Yeah.
So he has things that are on his machine that shouldn't actually work, but they do.
I can bypass stuff. Yeah, pretty good. It's just like...
You just need a spanner and...
You're right. I bypassed whatever her line is.
Yeah.
The compressor. I bypassed
and
the compressor.
How did you come to join Seahawk's crew?
I was on a previous ship and management. It's a change in management happened. People got fired. I was the only one left. He kept me, and the rest is history.
All right.
It was an aggressive takeover, but it happens from time to time when you're on a pirate ship.
So this is something you've been doing for a while.
Yeah. It's Sid has been a pirate for a while because it's the easiest way to get his scrap metal. It's you know, just the procuring equipment for his inventions.
All right. So, as I was saying before, you guys, the crew of the Solar Sailor, has been hired for a job.
Did we talk about our bonds?
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. You guys, does anyone have any bonds that they would like to propose filling in other people's names at this point?
I do.
All right, so what's your bond and whose name are you filling in?
Well, the bond right here is blank, hasn't yet seen everything the skies have in store for them. So I'm going to go with that's Seahawk's bond right there. She hasn't yet seen everything the skies have in store for her. Or him.
Him, yeah. Just Seahawk is a dude.
Seahawk is a dude.
Oh, my God.
How old do you picture Seahawk being?
Maybe in just like mid to late 30s.
Okay, so.
Crisis is 2. But he looks
I have
like
a thing
man.
Here that says I have a message for blank, but they are not ready to hear it yet.
Okay.
I'm thinking that's something good for Eric's character, Crisis.
So what was it again? Sorry, I was busy talking about
I have a message for Crisis, but they are not ready to hear it yet.
Either it's a good message? Why is that ready to hear a good message? I don't
know. And from
I
whom?
I have a message.
From whom is this message? Is it from Sola herself or from Dr. Boskanovich?
It's Sola. It's from Sola.
Okay.
But it's about Boskanovich.
Okay. So God, the goddess of this realm has a message for you, and this guy knows it, but doesn't think you're ready to hear it.
So I don't know that he knows that he has a message for me from Sola?
Up to you. Does Crisis know?
Not yet.
Okay.
He's not ready to hear it.
So we have, like, a lot of pensive moments where, like, you're about to tell Crisis, and then Crisis does something stupid and convinces you that, no, he's not ready.
Stupid?
To be fair, I don't know this is going to be yet. So.
Okay, so it'll come up during the course of play, or it won't.
And everyone else also, I'm keeping an eye out for, and I'm going to say, Billy. Sid.
Who the hell's Billy?
Okay, so why are you keeping an eye out for Sid?
Because the way his past has been, jumping pirate ship.
So maybe, have you had encounters with Sid before? You've seen him?
I've seen him before, and...
I've seen
you
model number 228.
And I've seen you betray a crew before.
I didn't betray, alright?
You went with the obvious winner.
And then there's the business sense.
So... I'll keep an eye on him for that.
All right. Eric.
And there's no one else.
Eric, you obviously the leader.
Well, I had... Seahawk has a mission I must help them complete. Because, like, I'm helping him move along that ship with my abilities.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty good one.
I mean, I guess this sounds like it's supposed to be a more specific mission, but...
Well, you guys are going on a mission, so yeah. It could, if you want to resolve it at the end of this session, you could do that.
Yeah. I put that my duties rely on the help of Sid, because he's like the mechanic guy, and, you know, we could all use mechanics. I didn't think these out too much. I just said I want...
Well, you don't have to fill out all of them.
The mechanic would fix the engine, and if you're part of the engine because you're heating the engine to make the steam...
That bond makes sense.
Yeah.
Then it makes sense.
And they just sort of, like, slide you into the coal furnace, and get the hell in there.
And then get just like, all right, relax time.
You don't have to fill them all out.
Well, I did.
I love the idea that your bunk is just in the coal.
Now that's a problem though, because when I take, whenever I make camp, it will rain in the area around me.
When you make camp,
oh, so it just refills the boiler.
Yeah, you have to sleep under a tarp that funnels the water into the boiler.
Yeah, but I also want to be in that water, because if I spend at least a short rest in water, rain, or fog, I hold 3 rain.
Well, then...
Okay, so we'll make a hole, and it'll drip on you a little, too.
Alright, it works. And also, Clark...
Talk to the mechanic.
Clark does not understand me, and I do not understand them. Because Clark, you know, well, now I don't know he's holding this secret for me, but it makes sense that he doesn't understand me, because he thinks I'm not ready for this secret.
And there's this unspoken thing between you.
Yeah.
It could also make sense if you're talking about the staying in the rainwater that you generate. You could sleep in the boiler itself, and the water will still boil.
Very true.
Sure.
Is it possible for you to drown?
I would assume not.
Yeah,
does he have lungs, or is he just like...
No, my insides are entirely liquid.
You're made of liquid fire. He's made of liquid fire, so... Yeah.
He just floats in the boiler. Yeah,
and says you can squeeze in through small spaces, right?
Yeah. Anything that I can reach my arm through will fit my entire body.
Alright. So maybe there's like a pipe with a couple of valves that you, you know, go through, and that way, you know, you don't dump the entire boiler's pressure every time you have to...
That's me.
All right, and Allie, any buttons for you? Seahawk.
Sid is my first mate, which ever since he became part of the crew, I guess we've just been close. Everyone else is kind of a lackey, I think.
Okay.
Not like like them, like the other 5 people that don't have names that are the crew.
Well, I'm smart.
I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for Crisis.
Yeah.
Because my ship probably would have died. We're gonna go with that one.
You have a crisis on your hands.
Yes,
and you don't have to carry fuel anymore, which is great.
Well, we need fuel for like if Crisis needs to leave the ship.
A backup plan in case I'm gone.
We have backup supplies.
Okay, so. You needed to make room for the giant mech.
Clark, being new, hasn't earned the respect of my crew.
All right,
it is hard to earn their respect. They took well to Sid, apparently.
Well, of course. He had a giant robot suit.
Also, no one ever really sees Crisis, because Crisis lives in the boiler.
Sleeps in the boiler.
Crisis is all like, it's all warm, wet, and cozy.
And Sid.
That's me.
How about your bonds?
Alright, I'm going to say that Crisis is my personal assistant.
Oh.
He's
because you maintain the engines, and he helps by living in the engine.
Well, I'm sure if you need to like bend metal and shit, Crisis could be like, "Here, let me melt that for you."
Also, like, "Hey, this valve is stuck. Could you like, you know, do that thing where you reach in and just unclog it?"
Yeah. I'm gonna say that Clark. Once I let Clark pilot the suit once and never again.
Okay, is that where Model 228 went?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
No, it wasn't 220. It was 228 was a pretty good one. That was number 304.
Ooh, so it was a recent one. You forgot to idiot-proof it.
And I'm going to say that Seahawk and her pilot keeps digging up my paint job on my mech suit.
Okay.
Her evasive maneuvers keeps...
So your mech, like, bounces around in the hole, and you're
yes.
Oh, that's going to leave a mark.
Yeah.
You just see him wincing.
Yeah, every time the ship banks, he's just like, ooh. All right.
Can you drive more carefully?
So,
no way.
We're pirates. It's adventure.
you just
shout adventure and spin the wheel.
I just hear the container. Ding.
Yar, we be flying in circles. So the crew of the Solar Sailor, plus Clark here, has been hired by someone for a nefarious, shady kind of mission. Who has hired you?
The fuck should I know?
Well, just make it up.
The tentacle.
Could be your father, maybe.
The tentacle.
No.
The tentacle.
No.
The tentacle?
They call him Radican.
They call him Radigan.
No, I like the tentacle better.
The tentacle? Alright, the tentacle.
Okay,
we're hired by the tentacle.
So the tentacle is...
He's a fish person.
Okay, the tentacle is a rain blessed with the features of an octopus. So it's basically...
It's always back to octopi with our games.
But he only has one.
Well,
they
cut off.
Cut off.
He's lost all his. He's lost all his.
Don't
tentacles.
They grow back?
I think they do. Yes.
Well, he has one really long one.
He has one really long one, and the rest have all been cut off. So they call him the tentacle because it's just his one. He's like a Cthulhu looking guy.
Yeah. Little stumps.
Yeah, he has little tentacle stumps.
feelers.
So the tentacle is a butcher. That's his cover profession.
That's how we lost him.
So when you meet with him, he's wearing an apron and like spattered in blood. And chopping up some kind of whatever passes for beef in Invels. There's sky cows. So he's cutting up a side of sky cow.
Do sky cows fly?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Are there sky pigs?
Are there sky pigs?
Question: are the sky cows big, or are they kind of the
No. They're not
sky bison.
They're not Meadowlands sky cows.
Oh damn it!
They're not the
short,
the slender
skinny
cows.
Slender cows.
I have no idea what they're talking.
You missed that game.
That game was amazing, and it's hysterical to listen to.
That game was fantastic. anyway, so I'm turning that back on you. Are there sky pigs?
I think there should be sky pigs.
Because there'd be... you could totally go with the joke when pigs fly. And it wouldn't really work. Because there would be plenty of pigs.
How about this? In Invels, it's when pigs fall.
Ooh.
Pigs fall.
When pigs fall.
When pigs fall.
I guess they're very good at flying.
Pigs are
sky pigs are very nimble. Yeah.
And everyone likes bacon, so they're like, we go fly away and save ourselves from becoming bacon.
Right. Everybody loves sky bacon. Mm-hmm. So the tentacle is chopping up some sky beef. And when you guys walk on in, he says, thank you for seeing me on such short notice. I have a mission for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm listening.
Can I have a order of sky bison, please?
Oh, well, certainly. What would you like? You want some nice ribeyes or some short ribs or...
Give me a nice platter, party platter.
Okay.
Are there any smaller chunks like already cut up?
Yeah. There's...
Grab one and pick it up. Nice cut. It's heating up a little bit in my hands.
I'm not paying for that.
Please don't touch the meat.
It's too late for this one.
Take that out of your share of the pay. Mal, I've noticed some troubling things lately. Seahawk.
Yeah, death stare.
This is not going well.
Mal knows some troubling things. Now I have two.
Mal, the name is Seahawk, and you'll remember that. We're going to say goodbye to your other tentacle.
Well, then you just walk on his tiny little stumps.
It was not quite the tentacle.
His one long tentacle is currently, like, wielding a meat cleaver and chopping. So he says, there's been a problem with trade lately. I own several import-export businesses that do business on other Sky Islands, and there is...
You call them Skylands.
Do they call them Skylands?
Sure.
I think it would be an accent.
I do. Yeah, I think it would be an accent.
Skylanders.
People from certain islands say Skylands.
Okay, so some people call them Skylands.
And then there's Long Skyland.
Long Skyland. I'm hating my life right now. Anyway,
it's a little overpriced to live in. Right, not really worth the cost. A
lot of native language towns.
There is an island called Ice Lock.
Doesn't sound like I'm going to get along with it.
Well, you see, nobody gets along with it. No one trades with them. But they are in the perfect position if a trade route were to open up. From what I've heard, the trade office is run by some very, very corrupt individuals known as the Stoltz Guards. They demand bribes and tribute, and they charge insane taxes and tariffs and import duties on everything that moves in and out. So nobody ships anything through there. But if you could open up the shipping lane so that... so that my businesses could use it as a port of call, it would cut my costs in half.
What's the benefit to us?
Well, I will pay you money and not ask questions about how you get results.
How much are you offering?
Oh, let's see.
After the cost of this meat.
500 gold, less the cost of that steak that he ruined.
Oh, I'd say it's pretty cooked.
Right now it's warm.
It's getting along past medium. Like,
if I could eat, I'd enjoy this greatly.
Can I eat it?
Oh, sure, here you go.
What is 500
gold? I eat monster feed, by the way.
Monster feed?
Yeah.
That's kind of
I start with 8 uses of monster feed, which I can eat just fine.
You're kind of like our pet. It's cute. What is 500 gold?
What is monster feed?
Like, comparatively to our money, for me to get an idea of how much that really is.
That is enough for your crew to live off of for several months.
If you were giving me a dollar amount, what would you tell me?
Let's see, probably like 25 or 30 grand.
That's more than I make in a year.
Me too.
That's pretty good.
Mr. Tentacle.
That's how I feel.
Excuse me, Mr. Tentacle.
That's how I feel on both sides.
Cancel my order of the party platter. Do you have any, like, bread and, like, cheese? As I can.
I'm sorry, my dear lad. I only handle meat.
You didn't like the meat?
I was going to make a sandwich.
He didn't like the meat.
I like the
meat. Do we still have to pay for it?
Did you hear me say I didn't like the meat? I just said I wanted bread and.
Well, I gave you the meat and.
Will you take the job or not? It's I will say this. It's not like a huge score. Like you could haggle with him, but it's decent money for, you know, as long as it doesn't take you more than like a week to open up the port somehow.
All right. So where I'm gonna go with this? What was your name again?
Tentacle?
The Tentacle.
The Tentacle.
Oh, he's just the Tentacle. I don't know if he had, like, a name or...
You just know him as Tentacle.
I'm gonna go with this. All right.
Please, it's the Tentacle. Tentacle was just my father.
All right, Tentacle. You're familiar with our history and what this crew has accomplished.
Yes,
in much worse circumstances. And I think you know better than to make that low an offer.
We gotta back her up. Back him up, yeah.
You have quite the fearsome reputation. So you know what? Make me parlay.
How do I do that again?
That is plus charisma.
Yes.
Okay, so what am I rolling? Exactly?
You roll 2d6 plus your charisma mod. So the way this game works is you just say what your character does, and occasionally it'll trigger one of these moves.
Mm-hmm.
So I give Allie the basic move sheet. There's two copies of them.
I found one of them.
Yeah, that's
I know.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, the other one.
So parlay is on the bottom right, I think. So, like...
Okay.
When you have leverage on someone, and I think that kind of counts as leverage, you're the badass pirate with the reputation, and, you know, you can choose to walk out of there, and then he's shit out of luck.
Okay.
So you roll plus charisma.
Oh, did I forget to lock up my mech? Beep, beep. Disarm.
No hats.
Weapons. Disarm. All right.
So I rolled a 6, my charisma, like, my cha or my charisma?
Cha.
Cha.
My cha is plus 2. So I'm at 8.
So that's, they need some concrete assurance of your promise right now.
So would it be appropriate for that to remind him that local officials are too terrified to come after me for this, so I have the best chance of succeeding at this.
Yeah. So he looks kind of hesitant and he says to you, well, there is a lot of chatter going around on the high skies about the fearsome Seahawk and his crew, but. It seems to me to be all talk. What?
Are you questioning our ferocity?
I'm just saying. I see your captain's cutlass over there, and it is a fine cutlass. Don't get me wrong, but there aren't even any bloodstains.
No, that's because Chrysler over here burns all our enemies to death.
Have you ever heard of Bark in the Bold?
Bark in the Bold?
Mm.
No,
there's good reason for that.
Oh my.
He burns up from the inside.
From the inside?
He puts his...
On inside when I feel, outside it all depends on how I feel that time.
Oh, that's...
Ever seen what happens when you heat up a cutlass and then stab someone?
Oh.
I'm right through the middle.
Cauterizes it right up. I sometimes keep the ends chunk as a trophy.
Oh.
He's disturbed.
Well, how about this?
I will give you 250 up front. And then, once you have accomplished your task, I will give you a further 500 upon proof.
Do I still have to pay for the meat?
I'll throw in the meat for free.
No. I'm gonna give a little look to Meyer, kinda like a little raised eyebrow, like a are you down with this deal?
Huh. Oh, I forgot. What? Because I'm confused. I'm like, what? Oh, I'm the first.
Yeah, it's good.
So, do we have a deal?
We have a deal.
So the tentacle reaches out his tentacle.
The big one.
The big one. to shake with you, see how. Mm-hmm. Do you shake?
The fact that you're asking makes me really nervous, but yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just you shake your tentacle. It's slimy and gross and probably spattered with a little bit of blood.
I'm gonna wipe my hand off on Crisis. Mm-hmm. It'll burn off anyway.
It gets disinfected. Yeah.
This is just for cosmetic purposes. Do you wait until after you leave his presence to wipe off the filth?
Yeah, but I make a point of not touching anything else with that hand.
Okay. So as you guys are leaving,
just a good decision, mate. I give him a thumbs up. The thumb kind of bubbles a bit.
As you guys are leaving, yeah. You're leaving the tentacles butcher shop. You walk out into the Hicksville Skyport on Long Skyland.
Wait, did he give us our 250 up front?
Yes, he did.
Good.
So he would have paid you, Seahawk. So are you keeping the money, or are you gonna like distribute it among?
I'm gonna hold it for now.
So you have like a leather purse of coins.
What am I going to do? Hand it to you? It'll melt.
Hey, I could keep it inside. I get it whenever I need.
You have a heatproof pouch there?
Give me a piece and I'll show you.
That ruined the...
So, Seahawk, the solar sailor is
I fuel your ship. You don't trust me?
Is moored at the Hicksville Skyport.
What is the attitudes recently?
I'm hot tempered.
Sound like old Greg.
You gotta take a chill pill once in a while.
Me and chill don't get along.
Is that another experiment with chill?
Maybe.
Oh dear. So we're at the Hicksville Skyport.
Yeah. So you guys
Long Skyland.
On Long Skyland. You guys have your mission. You have to go to this island called Icelock. Apparently the government is really corrupt and harsh on trade, and you have to do whatever you can to convince them that they should open their port to trade and stop charging such ridiculously high taxes. And since you're pirates, you can approach that however you want. That's why the tentacle paid you, because you can, like, you know, bomb some places or kill some people, and...
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Right.
Alright.
Would it make sense for such a technology to exist that I could have some sort of shoes that I could put on that will keep the heat from just melting the ice I walk on? I mean, I figure it doesn't always... It says...
I think you have to have something so you don't burn the ship down.
I'm an inventor.
Right.
Maybe Sid can jury-rig something.
Yeah. I'll do that.
I mean, it just says
I'll
that...
I'll make you a suit.
My body... The fire spreads any liquids I touch. I mean, I figure I could keep the control of the heat. If I'm going on something that's made of ice, I figure that'll be a problem.
I'll make you a nice suit, buddy.
All I asked for was shoes.
So if anybody wants to make the spout lore move, you can say what you know about this ice-locked island.
What's plus what?
Spout lore is plus intelligence.
Oh, no, I'm not good at that.
No, me either. Are we all stupid? Because that's pretty funny.
Plus intelligence?
Plus intelligence.
All right, I got nine.
Rolls.
Am I there yet?
Yeah, you've been there.
I've been there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got 9 also.
I got 7.
I feel like this is like the first mission I was a part of or something.
So I'm going to give each of you a factoid about Islok that you know. It's up to you to make it useful somehow. Sid, you know that Islok used to orbit very high above Sola, close to the world crust. And at some point... During a particularly violent down rainstorm, so like the way rain works is it's the tears of Sola. Uh-huh. So the rain comes up and out from the sun. There's up rain,
okay.
And then it hits the world crust and it comes back down.
Okay.
So at some point during a very violent down rainstorm, okay. there was some kind of a cataclysm on the island itself, and it froze to the world crust in an enormous like icicle.
Mm-hmm.
So it just sort of hangs there now, and all of the other islands like pass by it. Which you think is probably why Tentacle is so interested in it as a trade point.
Okay.
Let's see. Seahawk. You got a 7, you said?
Yeah.
You know that it would make more sense since Sid's an inventor for him to know this other thing. You know the bit about the icicle.
Okay.
Sid, you know that as well, but you know that the people on the island are pretty technologically advanced. Ooh. Because they have cold generators that keep the icicle frozen to keep their island locked in place.
Oh, I'm just reading this.
How about you guys?
I got a 6.
You got a 6.
I got a
9. I marked XP.
you mark XP.
I've never been there. Never heard of it. No, sorry, I've never been there.
You know that there is a particularly invasive species of gecko caribou.
Gecko caribou.
That roam the underside of the island.
So it's kind of like caribou, they stick to surfaces?
Yeah, they're lizard,
like hands,
they're lizard hands. Reindeer.
Oh dear.
That's disturbing.
We're kind of living in like Avatar world, like Last Airbender.
A little bit.
Because they have like animal splices.
It's also floating islands.
Avatar didn't have floating islands.
Yeah, it did.
Last Airbender.
Oh, that.
Floating islands and that. My die is in German. Get over it.
Huh.
You nosy bitch.
Nosy bitch.
You nosy bitch.
So you guys are headed back to the ship. What's the plan of attack?
What's her plan?
Did we all share what we know about this place?
I am a bitch.
I'm quiet.
You guys get the idea that Clark doesn't know much.
Got these crazy.
We had that idea already. It's fine. That's what happens when you don't really fit in the crew. They just don't like you to begin with.
Well, I mean, it is pretty.
I have this feeling that they still don't like me.
Ever heard of gecko caribou?
Nope.
Oh, you'll see them soon. Yeah, crawl around on the bottom of the island.
I mean, I know we want to get this job done as quickly as possible, but can we? I mean, I would like to stay for at least a little bit because I hear it's quite technologically advanced, and you know, I'd like to study their coal engines and other stuff, if all possible.
Here's my thoughts.
I mean, I kind of have a raging techno. Based on what I'm saying, I have a mechanic boner right now, and I would like to relieve myself of.
Right. So here's my thoughts right now.
I thought of going.
They hang from a giant icicle, and we have a fireman.
Yeah.
And I think we need to threaten them. We have to decide exactly who the best person to threaten is.
Oh, so you want me to stop making my. Anti-heat suit that I was already planning in my head for...
No, we're going to need it to prevent it. We might have to make him get out of it, though.
Then I will continue.
Sky patch.
It's the threat doesn't work if it happens no matter what.
Oh, okay.
So it has to be a controlled threat.
But, so you want to put weapons on this suit?
On the weapon in the suit.
Well, make sure it has an easy way for him to get out of it. Mm-hmm. An armhole.
Oh, okay.
An arm-sized hole. But what I'm thinking,
like,
if you want
a slave.
That's not quite what I meant, but an armhole. But it's all good. We don't keep you here for your intelligence.
That's what I keep me here for.
It's a good thing you're pretty. You say to the bubbling-skinned fireman.
That's not what I said. Anyway, so Sid, my thoughts are like this. You want to check out the technology?
Yes, yes.
You're going on a mission. You're going to see what kind of things you can pilfer from this place that we can benefit from.
Oh, okay.
You're going on a solo mission through
solo.
This place. Well, I'm going to be a negotiator.
You think I can handle this responsibility by myself?
Yes.
Why is that?
You have a mech.
Oh!
Threaten people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have issues with law here. Threaten people. Impersonate someone important if you need to.
Oh. I don't threaten. I just... Okay.
Take on a role as an important technologist person. Pretend that's who you really are.
Never been really good at protecting.
Mm-hmm.
Too focused on making stuff.
Alright, so go and find a way to get into their lab areas and then just start working. And by working, I mean shoving important things into your pockets and learning how to make stuff work.
Don't worry, I'll try my best.
Wear something with big pockets. Really big pockets.
I could help with transporting things.
Well, if you excuse me, then I will start making the anti-heat suit immediately.
That's good.
Alright, I'm also thinking that if Clark can fly, is Clark strong enough to carry Crisis? Because we might have to get Crisis up to the attached area of this icicle.
What's your strength?
I can move a willing ally instead of moving myself.
Gotta make me willing.
Think of the sky. I'm just reading, hold on.
So you can carry somebody, but that's
can.
Just about all you can do while
you're... Yeah, well, okay, I think it's called Think of the Sky. And on a 10 plus, I get there with no problem. And on 7 and 9, we expect some things.
Oh.
But I can carry. But I definitely can carry you.
A little bit interesting.
Right.
So it's a risky maneuver, but he can pull it off.
Yeah, that's so Sid, we might need some kind of contraption to allow Clark to hold onto Crisis for a long period of time.
On top of, like, vest or... Like...
Yeah. You work it out. That's your thing.
Okay.
So,
No, there's... I don't drop him. But that happens. That's...
But you don't end up where you want to.
No, well, no. It doesn't say that either. It says your landing is better described as a crash.
Okay. So you both take damage. Something bad would happen.
Yeah,
you would crash.
It's not that we don't get there. It's that we get there, but we crash.
But it's like gently floating
you make
in front
pop.
Of the ice. You're just gonna go right into it.
Yep.
So that's what I'm thinking. What else do we know enough about this place to know who we would threaten?
You do not. Tentacle mentioned that the government office is run by the Stolzgard family.
Okay.
You don't know any more than that.
That's the government office. Now, he said something about some kind of guard or something too, didn't he?
No. But basically, they have a stranglehold on trade on the island. If you go in there with a ship, they will seize your crew and your cargo if you can't pay the tariffs and taxes that they demand.
What do we know what they kind of put taxes on and whatnot? I'm just trying to see, like, if we try and land the ship, what kind of problems are we going to have?
Spout lore.
Yeah, too bad. What do I add to that?
Intelligence.
Oh, jeez, that's not good.
Put up something else.
So I'm at 9, actually. That's not bad.
You would think if they're as crooked as Tentacle seems to insist that they are, that they would tax whatever it is that you've got. I mean, you're a criminal, so you'd think if I were in this position and someone came to me with, hundreds of pounds of grain, then I would make up a law on the spot. Oh, we have an import duty on grain. You know, you have to give us 10% of, you know, whatever cargo you've got or whatever.
All right. So assuming we go in there with the appearance of no cargo, because it wouldn't be a proper ship if it didn't have like smuggling zones.
Right. So you have one trade right now. So what do you have in your hold?
I don't know. Big I hadn't mech thought suit.
Yeah, so I'm a
giant mech suit.
Yeah, so well, I'm
other than the mech suit.
No, that's not trade. That belongs to Sid.
One trade is something that she can, or that Seahawk can
use to barter.
Yeah, use to barter with in other ports.
What kind of things would an ice place want to barter with?
Probably like fur, warm clothes.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Caribou repellent.
You could have some kind. Just make it up right now. You could have furs or caribou repellent.
Like you said, they have a way to keep
the
things cold.
Eat monster feed too.
Like anti-freezing
away
stuff,
from a monster feed. That's mine.
I think I'm gonna go with something easy like coal, because I feel like we probably would have coal because we would need it at some point too.
Okay. So you have a lot of fuel for coal or.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing: if you go into the port, you know that they are going to, we have a special tariff on coal. You're going to have to pay us 100 gold or whatever it is they'll tell you, if you want to trade here.
Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to put as much of the coal as we can into our smuggling hold and just leave enough out that it looks like it's only what we use to move the ship.
Okay. Do you have a move for that? Like, smuggling...
Do I have a move for that? Oh. I should pay more attention to my moves.
Why?
One of them is, spout lore about an expected hazard as if you rolled a 10+. I can reveal a shortcut or detour. I can point out a safe spot, either to rest, hide in, or travel through. That works, right?
Okay. So since you now rolled a 10+, I will tell you that you know that there's a lot of smuggling going on. So if you don't go directly to the port, mm-hmm. if you sort of dock by like the outer edge of the island.
Mm-hmm.
You may be able to get in touch with some of the, they call them outlanders.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically, the ice lock is a bowl shape, and it's full of water and tiny islands, and then there's this giant icicle spike in the middle that holds the whole thing in place.
Okay.
And the lake is mostly frozen. So there are some people who brave the frozen lake.
Mm-hmm.
To smuggle items in and out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get anything seriously heavy in and out, but if you moored like off the side of the island where the patrols wouldn't see you,
okay.
Then you could presumably sneak into the island itself without having to pay the import taxes or whatever.
Okay. What happens with... Because the other stuff that's in here is about planning a route.
Oh, so that's when you actually, like, try to go set sail to the island.
Okay.
Sid.
Yeah.
You're working on your special container suit for Crisis so that he doesn't burn the shit out of the island.
And like a harness with a release clip for
Clark.
Oh, I forgot I have light weave armor that I wear under my skin. Would that kind of keep some of the heat in? I completely forgot that I had that.
No.
Probably not really. You need something like specifically designed as an insulator.
Ah.
This is what he's making you right now.
Yeah.
Would that be able to mold and shift shapes with me?
No, probably not.
Oh. All right.
So, Sid, you have a move for that?
Not really. No.
You're a mechanic.
So you don't have, like, an invention move or something like that, or...?
No, not really. It just says what drives you build machinery. It doesn't say anything like that.
Okay. In that case, just make it a defy danger using intelligence.
Okay.
So the danger is that he's going to burn through this ice lake and all the frozen bits, and you have to make something that will allay that danger.
I got an 11.
11.
You do it.
So, yeah, describe the suit that you build for Crisis.
As I work a lot with Crisis since he's my personal assistant, I know his abilities very well. So I build one that is form fitting and insulated. It's insulated so that. Like a thermos. So thermos is not only...
It looks like I've been poured into it.
Like, on the inside is, like, an insulator, like a silver insulator.
So there's,
thermos...
there's, like, a vacuum cavity inside.
Yes.
Grimace.
What?
You look like the Grimace.
Is it, Is it, like, articulated so he can move around in it, or does someone have to, like, push him around?
No, it's insulated. He can move around in it.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm just gonna say, so since this thing works so well,
mm-hmm.
Crisis, whenever you're wearing it, take -1 ongoing,
mm-hmm.
Because it's to physical actions, because it's real difficult. It's kind of a bulky suit,
right? And I can get it in and out of it easily.
Yeah.
I paint on it though. 320.
Oh, I will say this: you can get out of it because really
my mech's 319.
Oh, okay.
You can get out of it really quickly. Into it is a little bit of a challenge because you have to like arrange the pieces in a specific way, and unless you're holding it in, you know, holding it up with your body,
mm-hmm.
it's just going to collapse into a pile.
Meyer, when you build something,
mm-hmm.
or you add a component to your suit, do you just add a number on?
Yep.
Okay, so you just add like a screwdriver on it, goes from 319 to 321.
Well, yeah.
All right. Well,
I don't need just a screwdriver. I'm gonna add a bunch of.
I'm just asking.
I'm trying to make the ultimate.
So it's not just all destroyed suits. It's every upgrade you've ever made.
Well,
it goes off a number.
Clark,
we'll have to destroy
and
my mech to make a new one.
Wait, so you said something about thermos?
Well, no, it's like I said, like thermoses. Thermoses
it's
not
like,
only
you know,
keep things cold, like
yeah.
hot, but they also things keep cold.
Right,
so.
Right.
So the way that thermoses work is there's like a vacuum cavity inside, mm-hmm. and the only connection point is a very small point. So the conduction heat loss or heat gain only works through that one little
yeah.
area.
Right.
So it's sort of like that. You've got like a armor made of thermoses.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of,
I'm imagining that right now. It's kind of awesome.
Clark and Crisis, are either of you guys doing anything to prepare for this?
I mean, I might want to just take a rest to make sure my rain is nice and up.
Okay, you can do that.
But that would be making camp. I don't know how that would count. Like, I don't need to use a ration, do I?
Making camp is like when you're in the wilderness away from
oh.
the ship.
All right, because it says whenever you make camp, it'll rain in the area around you.
Okay, I would count like going to sleep in the boiler.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your, you know, funnel system rigged up, like you said.
Right, so I could put
it
my rain back
up. It punishes the boiler,
up.
But you're in the water, so right. It punishes you too.
And short rest is counts as how long?
I would say maybe an hour.
Is that... do we have time for... Is that, you know, the amount of time...
Let's have how long we take to get there.
Yeah, what... He didn't really give you a time frame.
Okay.
So it's... You're on your own schedule, Seahawk. What are you doing?
I think we're gonna head to... As close as we can get to, blank, what was the name of the island?
Ice Lock,
without being seen yet, until we know our preparations are completed.
Okay.
And then we'll proceed further.
All right.
So would this be enough time for me to get that short rest and go off to Three Rain?
I don't know, because I don't know how far away we are from Onet. Is it map time?
What does your map say, your move?
When I plan a route, I roll plus whiz. On a 10 plus, hold 3 map. On a 7 to 9, hold 2 map. On a 6 or less, yeah, hold 1 map. But when you spend it, the GM will add a complication. When you make it through, lose all held map. You may spend 1 map at any time you may spend 1 map at any time to choose... to reveal a shortcut or detour, or point out the safe spot stuff, or... Yes. That.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see. So basically, you're undertaking a long journey. When do you want to leave? Do you want to give him time, or are you like rallying the crew? We got to go right now.
I mean, if it's going to be a long journey, I'd say we should get on our way closer to there.
Okay.
And stick with the stop somewhere much closer by where they're not going to see us yet.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we're going to need you. They're going to need you in the boiler anyway, because you run the engine.
Yeah, but you can sleep and it'll still run the engine.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can charge your so go ahead, roll your wisdom and see how well you do navigating the
high skies.
I got 6.
I see you marking 6. XP. Right?
Yeah, you
would mark, I just put like a tally down there?
Yeah. So in the way
not
it works,
good weather.
The way it works with XP is when you hit your level plus 7, you level up.
Okay.
So you're 1/7 of the way to level 2 right now, okay. Or 1/8 of the way. All right. So you hold 1 map. You chart yourself a course over to Ice Lock. You want to keep yourself far enough away that any kind of sky patrols that they have around won't catch you. But there's an issue in that while you're on en route, it starts to uprain. Sola covers her eyes, and the clouds begin pelting the world crust with rain. The world around you guys fills with whispers, as each raindrop contains a plea for Sola's freedom.
Mm-hmm. So, if we're in the ship, assuming it's like a ship... Is the underside of the ship facing the sun?
Yes.
Okay. I needed that for my visual. Keep going.
Yeah. So the solar sailor is buffeted by rain on its underside, and it begins to...
Is that my fault?
What?
Is that my fault?
Oh, you can't tell. This feels like a big rainstorm, though, much bigger than what you usually cause. The ship begins to rock in the storm, and you see lightning arc up from the clouds below to the world crust.
I don't. I'm in a boiler.
So, Captain, the crew is running about. You're gonna have to make a control roll to pilot the ship safely through this storm.
All right, I feel like there was rules about making a control roll. Oh no, that's if you need to make a roll. Well, it would be making a roll using the ship, right?
Yes. So, hang on. There's a pilot control vehicle. When your vehicle skids and shakes under difficult conditions or a powerful attack, roll plus control.
Sorry, I was reading the full details.
Okay.
On here. So I just roll two dice and then I
add your control, yeah.
Six.
Okay.
I don't like these dice, though. I'm not using them no more. We're going to use the other two.
There is a... The ship rocks as it is struck from below by lightning.
Do I mark an XP?
Yes, you do. Yep.
Anytime you roll a six or lower,
you mark an XP. you guys hear a scream. The ship rocks, and one of the crew members is cast overboard and begins falling down into Sola.
Was
there anyone we like?
I don't know. You decide. It could be. I mean, you guys run the ship on a skeleton crew, so even if you don't particularly like the person...
I mean, really, probably right now, the only person we don't particularly like is Clark.
All right, and Clark... I'm gonna
look, so someone is, like, up in the rigging, the ship gets struck by lightning and begins to shake, it, like, bucks sideways, and the person is tossed overboard, and they begin screaming as they fall. So, Clark, what are you doing?
I jump after him.
Okay, so Clark rushes over... leaps over the side of the ship and goes to catch this person. So go ahead and roll for it.
What do I roll for that?
What do you roll to fly?
Well, I can just fly whenever I want to.
Okay.
But to carry someone, I gotta do when I take to the sky.
All right, so first of all, I would say defy danger using dex, because you gotta fly through this treacherous up rainstorm to pick someone up. And then carry someone. Right, so just to get to this person who's plummeting downward.
Yeah, I have to roll dex.
Yeah, defy danger using dex.
Do good. Plus six, plus eight. So, since I'm using take to the sky, threat is waiting for you when you get there. The winds are uncooperative and you don't get there as quickly as you expect. Lands were described as a crash. I'm going to go with the winds are uncooperative and you don't get there as quickly as you expect.
Okay. So this guy is basically falling and screaming. No matter how hard you try, the rain, you hear the whispers of each raindrop as you're just pelted with them. It is an assault of pleas for Sola's freedom.
Which is hard for me because Sola gave me these powers.
Right. By the time you finally catch up with the falling sailor, you make yourself as aerodynamic as possible and plummet downward.
Grab him.
Yeah. You look up and you're pretty far below the ship.
So I gotta roll again.
So you gotta roll again to carry him back.
That's better. 39. That's 11.
11. Alright. so you're not gonna drop him.
No. I get where I need to get the no problem.
You get there no problem.
Updraft, upwind.
Okay. So yeah, you kind of use the rain. I'm gonna say take a damage. So lose damage. A hit point. Just because this is a strain on you.
Okay.
That's crazy. Crisis.
Yeah.
You take a D4 of damage because the ship is struck by lightning, and you are in the guts of it.
Now, I guess this is armor piercing.
Yeah. As it just,
hey, your thin rubber suit is an issue.
Two.
Fucking hell, what was that?
You guys hear a scream from the boiler. And when Sid gets back, the engines have shut down.
Sid gets back?
Yeah. Seahawk, what are you doing? Your ship's been struck by lightning. It sounds like the engines have gone dead. Someone fell overboard and Clark just dove over after him.
I'm sorry, I zoned. What were you talking to me?
Yes.
I zoned. I'm sorry. I was trying to read the back of my paper.
That's okay. your ship was struck by lightning. The engines are dead.
Uh-oh. Sid. Uh-oh. I'll fix it. I can fix it.
I believe I'd be saying, Sid, get down there.
I'm already down there. I'm always down there.
May not always be.
Mark off a point of stress.
You should name yourself Bob.
On the solar sailor there.
I get it.
Oh, no.
We can fix it.
No, I was thinking Wreck-It Ralph.
I'm going to wreck it.
I can fix it. So it's intelligence again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can give myself more. Maybe I should have switched my...
Hang on a second. I'm going to say...
Oh, what's his
name? Can I switch my intelligence, my wisdom? I think I should do that.
Sure. Go ahead.
They call him Hollywood Nice.
Damage report. When a vehicle marks a point of stress, the DM chooses one of the following. I'm going to say there's a problem, a fuel leak, a broken rudder, or something else you'll need to deal with to keep the vehicle working properly. So the lightning strike has...
Ryan, it's a fuel leak. Eric, what up?
Cock in hell. I'm leaking out of this ship.
If he left the tank, then it's a fuel leak.
that's yeah, technically true. I'm gonna say no. The apparatus is destroyed.
Well,
so you're gonna have to like cobble something together really quickly.
It's a good thing.
Or you have no
speciality.
You have no propulsion. You're dead in the sky.
It's a good thing. I like to use machinery in a way that's not meant to be used.
All right. So to jury rig a solution, roll plus intelligence.
Okay.
Ryan, if I have this lightwave armor, can I take it off? It says it's worn under my skin.
It's an 11.
11. Yeah, you can.
And does the lightwave armor interfere with my morphing stuff?
No.
Okay, good.
Okay. So on a 10 plus, choose 2. Mm-hmm. On a 7 to 9, choose 1. So here, the list is right there on the jury rig. So you choose 2 of those.
Okay.
So right now you've got a broken engine.
I guess I repair any onboard equipment which requires it.
Okay, so you fix the engine.
And... So, and then I'll give... is any other ongoing penalty?
You're down a stress box.
Alright, so suffers one less ongoing penalty.
Okay.
I'll give the... Do we have one... Can we have one move? Or gains the use of one move. That's...
It says a vehicle can suffer one less stress. The vehicle regains one move. The use of one.
You didn't lose any use of any of your moves. But if you want to, the vehicle suffers one less stress. It suffered a stress, so it would be in good repair then.
No, it says it suffers one. Oh yeah, stress is an ongoing penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll do that.
Okay.
So wait, does that mean that? Takes back the one it got, or it just doesn't get another one next time, or what?
It takes back the one it got.
Okay.
So,
about the wording there.
Yeah. So, Sid rushes down to the engine room, and by, like, shouting orders at the remaining four crew members, you patch up. There was, like, a weak spot in the hull that you brace.
You, put it there. No, not there. There. Okay, no, you, go, go, over there. And, okay, yeah, oh, okay, I got, okay, do that, yeah. Okay.
And you manage to fix the,
Do you know nothing about mechanic?
That's why we have you.
I don't know anything. I'm the cook.
The drive shaft, which was misaligned because of the lightning strike, you pop it back into place and get the engine going again. Seahawk, the newcomer to your ship, swoops back up over the rails onto the deck with your fallen crew member. They're both soaked, and the crewman is crying. Having just plummeted like several dozen feet.
I think I'm gonna look at the crewman and go, oh good, you're alive.
Do you guys listen?
I collapse at that like panting.
The crewman, we call him Tim. Tim?
Tim, the two man, Taylor.
Name the crewman who fell overboard.
No, it's Danny.
Well, crew person, because it could be a woman.
Tim.
Steven.
Steven.
Okay. So Steven, like, collapses to the deck. It's just a useless ball of weeping.
You guys not listening to me
Steve?
At all during my weekly training services.
I almost died.
Oh, you're okay now.
Captain, I almost died.
Yeah, I'm gonna grab one of the other crew guys. I probably called him by the wrong name. And I'm gonna say, go get Steven to his room. He's bring up.
Just Captain. Alright.
Do you guys not listen to me at all during my weekly training sessions when I just try to discuss mechanical engineering with you, all of you?
I just know how to cook.
And I try to use your skills at cooking as metaphors to make the hot wiring an engine.
To be fair, I said that just confuses me more. There's a reason I'm a pirate.
I'm gonna nudge Sid and quietly say, you know we didn't hire them for their intelligence.
I made charts.
So, Seahawk, the storm is still going on. You're gonna need to make one more control roll to get out and get back on course where you need to.
I made tests.
You still have that one map, though. The storm itself was the complication, so you can spend that map if you want to end up where you want and take a detour or a shortcut or...
I was going to give him a quiz on Friday.
Well, I can use it to reveal a shortcut or detour or point out a safe spot to rest, hide in, or travel through. I'm going to try and point out a safe spot to hide in.
So there's an upside down hurricane... You just spend the map. It's like an upside down hurricane. Okay. So you fly into the hurricane's eye.
Oh.
So you can see the sunbeams coming up. There's literally a hole in the clouds. You can see Sola's cage shining down there, and you just stay in the shiny spot. As the storm approaches the island where you guys are headed, so you approach Ice Lock. As I said, it is an upside down. It's like a bowl shaped island. Mm-hmm. It's full of water. There are several tiny islands that you can see. On the bottom of the island. You can see a couple of, like, hanging structures, man-made structures dangling from the underside of the island. And it looks like it is fenced off and plowed for farming. There are crops growing down there. And you can see tiny figures like mountaineer climbing on the bottom of the island.
Caribou?
You could also see, yes, a few gecko caribou.
What are they doing?
Feeding.
They are huddling together against the rain.
They're scared. Poor guy.
They are scared. If their pads lose traction, then they will fall to their deaths into the sun, which is not a great way to die.
They might get picked up by a cow.
Their only hope is if they land on a sky cow or a sky pig.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A particularly large sky pig.
No, you might want the sky cow, because the sky pig might not be able to hold them.
Well, I don't think it's a
sky pig. Tell me what sky pigs could do.
Yeah, the hero at the sea.
I'm laying on the deck of the ship, catching my breath.
You can see the icicle hanging down from the world crust. It is in the shape of, you know, like an archway of falling down rain that just holds the island in place. It is several dozen meters thick, and you can see inside it there are people. You can see windows cut into the ice, and they appear to be lit with like phosphorescent light, so something that won't burn. And you can see the top side in perpetual twilight. The lake is frozen, but not frozen solid. So where do you want to moor?
I picture it as like a moment where everyone's like kind of quiet and looking at what they see above around them, and then I just burst in from downstairs. What the cockin' is going on up here?
You did not get a very restful night's sleep down in the boiler.
You know what happened to me in there?
Flight. So you said it was a pretty long flight, so he would have gotten at least
a little. You were able to take your short rest.
Mm.
Josh, you're through the rain.
I had to fix the engine, and he is basically the engine.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a time that was not good, and then I fixed it for you. Very quickly.
Did we have enough time for Sid to finish?
Yeah.
Suit and stuff?
Yeah, I kind of pictured him doing that before you guys embarked.
Okay.
So Sid's got your suit ready.
Just making sure we were caught up with that shit. I think we're gonna try and find a... Oh, fuck it. Can I use the, can I roll to chart a course to try and find a safe edge area where we can try and get in with the, what did you call the outside people?
The Outlanders.
The Outlanders. So I have to roll this time, right? Because I don't have any maps.
Yeah, can only be one Outlander.
Six. Oh, I have an 8.
Make it.
So I get two maps then.
Okay, so you can spend your whole 1-for-1 to pick items from that list.
I just kind of wanted to point out a safe spot to meet up with the Outlanders.
Okay. So I'll say this. Because you're a pirate, you know a couple of smuggler's tricks. You see a pretty good outcropping where, you know, it's out of the way of where you think they might patrol. There's some edge... there's some under trees that you can hide the solar sailor in if you park it carefully enough, and I'll let you spend the other hold to remain undetected if you wish.
Sure, if that's an option, we could do that.
Yeah, I'll let you do it in this particular instance. So you guys more off in this spot. Are you staying on the ship? Are you gonna disembark? What are you?
Well, we're gonna have to disembark, but in case you haven't noticed, it is almost 12:30, so I don't know if you want to stop here.
Yeah, we probably should. All right, so just to wrap up and give you all something to think about, you moor the ship. In the distance, you see someone, a lone figure with a lantern, trekking across the ice from a small shack, several kilometers off.
Coming towards the ship.
Coming towards the ship.
Wow.
Because they see that you've moored. It is a cloaked figure. They appear to be, you know, making haste, but it's gonna take them a while to get to you. So you have how do you want to receive this person?
I will meet him in my mech suit.
Okay, so you're strapping on your mech suit. Yeah.
Should I have oozed into my suit that Sid made for me?
If you want to walk across this ice without melting it, then yes.
It's a nice little suit you made for me there. Very form-fitting.
I don't think we should send too many people out. I think it would be too overwhelming in case he's a potential ally.
All right. Well, you're the captain, so give them the orders.
You just stand by the ship and just wait for him.
This shows off me physique here.
My thoughts right now are... I think Crisis should stay in the ship.
Yeah, send the...
Because I feel like...
Send the freakish fireman out last.
I feel like Crisis might be a little terrifying. Also, in case we need to make a quick getaway, you should probably stay in the engine.
Stay in the engine. Yeah. That's all you want for Crisis.
Sid, I want you in your mech suit, but I want you to stay, like, in front of the ship.
Okay.
But definitely visible to that person.
Okay.
I'm going to walk out by myself. Clark, if you're cool with it, try and fly kind of stealthily up above and just keep a lookout.
I'll just...
Come down if you think you're needed.
Which I can just do. I can just do that.
All right.
What about Steven?
Steven
crying in his room.
Steven,
I almost died.
I almost died. Leave me alone. So we will leave that off. If we ever get back to this, would you guys be willing to finish it up?
Yeah
I would want to finish it up. Yeah,
I like Crisis.
Sure. Yeah, it's a good game. I like my character. Right.
We got a nice little crew.
I think there's a weird end of session move somewhere, but you know what? Let's just use the regular end of session move because I can't fucking find it.
When you reach the end of a session, choose one of your bonds that you feel is resolved, completely explored, no longer relevant or otherwise.
All right. So if you guys have resolved any of your bonds,
no,
nope.
What do you mean resolved?
So, like, with your one with Clark, the crew no longer trusts Clark.
Okay.
The crew doesn't trust Clark. I would say...
They don't respect him.
They don't respect him. I would say he just dove fucking overboard in the middle of a lightning storm to rescue one of them. So you could consider that one resolved.
Unless you don't respect
him. Unless you feel like the crew still doesn't respect Clark.
I feel like maybe it's a 50-50 now.
It's up to you. You just decide.
I think we're at a 50-50. I don't think they all completely trust him.
Okay.
I think Steven trusts me now.
Yeah. Okay, so Steven trusts you, but the others really didn't get to see because they were below decks. And
yeah.
All right.
Steven goes, he saved me.
Steven and, like, maybe that guy whose name I couldn't remember who I told to take Steven to his room.
Peeven? No. God damn it.
Can't be that.
All right. Michael. I'm going to make a note that you're... Hang on. Crew... Steven.
Trust Clark.
We'll make up some other
like
names.
That guy.
That guy
is the guy whose name I can never remember.
I mean to do that.
Okay, Steven.
So I always call him like
that guy. But just putting in parentheses, Tim.
No, his name isn't Tim. It's definitely not Tim.
Anti-Tim or
fine.
So it's either that guy or you. No one ever remembers his name. So Steven and that guy now trust Clark, but the rest of the crew thinks he's...
Could his last name be you? So they say you. He's like, yes, finally, they get that one. Right.
You.
So does anyone else have any bonds that they feel have been resolved?
I mean, I have my duties rely on the help of Sid, and my duties on this planet couldn't really be done well without the suit he made me.
True.
Yeah, true. You haven't actually used it yet, so let's hold off on that.
Seahawk hasn't yet seen everything the skies have in store for them?
Yeah, but you didn't specifically, like, show Seahawk.
Oh. Then none of mine were filled.
Yeah. Alright, did anybody act on their drive?
Well, I was gonna say, I'm not really sure how my other two would even work.
What do you mean?
Because one of them is Sid is my first mate. Sid is my first mate. Like, I'm...
So if something happens to change that, if Sid leaves your crew, or if you have a fight and you demote him, or...
So it's something that changes that status.
Yeah.
I mean...
The other one is, I wouldn't be here today if it weren't for Crisis.
Okay, so that was, you owe Crisis your life.
So you
if you pay him back somehow, or if you save his life...
Okay.
Then that would resolve.
I did my my drive is use a visor machine that's not meant to be used. I made a suit. A thermos, basically.
Yeah, you made a thermos suit, so you can fulfill that drive.
Blasphemy. Upset the rightful order. I stole that piece of meat and eventually convinced the guy who should have been selling it to me not to make me pay for it.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I made a thermos suit.
Your drive.
Oh.
So if you did something that fulfills your drive, what's your drive? A life of adventure?
Yeah. It take reckless or sudden action that puts an ally in danger.
I should discern realities this time.
I will say you could say by piloting the ship through the storm to get to.
Yeah, it's not like I actively took action. I just didn't stop piloting.
Yeah,
but yeah, okay.
All right, so you can mark XP for that.
It would be reckless, I guess. So would I just get like a one mark of XP?
Yes. And then the other end of session moves. So what are they?
Did we learn something new and important about the world?
Yeah, I would say we did.
We learned that there are
sky pigs.
We learned that there are sky pigs.
And gecko caribou.
And gecko caribou.
Did we overcome a notable monster enemy? No.
No, not really.
Did we loot a memorable treasure?
No.
Not yet.
Did we have a guy made of fire?
Yeah,
we sure did.
All right.
You said there was a specific one for this set, though, didn't you?
Yeah, but I can't find it because there's no index in the book. So we'll just use the regular one.
Well, we overcame the storm.
That's it.
Okay, I'll give you.
Okay.
You guys can all take another XP.
Thanks, Will.
Oh my god.
And then I love doing nominations. So each of you guys has one XP you can give away to someone else in the group.
I'm going to give it to Allie.
Yay!
So why are you giving it to Allie?
Because she did a good job as her character, and she doesn't play with us often.
Yay. I'm going to give mine to Billy Meyer for fixing the ship.
That's me! I'm going to give mine to Will for saving Steven's life.
Yeah.
And then...
I'm going to give mine to Eric for dealing with the fact that I treat him like an engine even though he's a person.
Just go.
Alright, so thoughts, comments, suggestions.
I like it.
It's saying up already. I like just the world feels cool.
Yes.
It is a neat setting. Anything you guys would like to see more of or less of or...
More gecko caribou.
Okay. Well, if you guys go to the underside of the island, there will be more gecko caribou.
I'm using the fact that I'm not very good with accents to my advantage, because that just not very good accent is just the character's accent.
Alright.
This is for the particular part of the world he's from.
This is the first time Blank and I have danced together. I'm interested in what that could be at some point.
Well, you're a sky dancer.
Yeah.
So you dance in the sky with them.
Yeah, but...
All right.
I've done an interview, guys. So it has to be someone else.
So that was our inverse world game. I called this game
whatever. It's above the post.
Yeah, whatever this game is called.
Please make that the actual title.
I hope y'all enjoyed it. Will, do you have any last thoughts for our listening audience?
Caribou.